And our phone lines, they're open for you right now. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, all you got to do is dial in 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Love to have you join us this morning. And we are joined by CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about them and the whole team at Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. CJ, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Just brave the snow on the way in. I'm feeling good about it.
it can get dicey out there, for sure. Eric, how was your drive in this morning?
You know, it was pretty slow, Sean, but I made it.
That's good to hear, and it's smart to keep it slow on days like today, for sure. And we've got a conversation ahead involving Social Security, talking about Social Security benefits and, of course, the effect that has on others around you. And we'll get to that in just a moment. One of the really cool features of Money in Motion with Kloss Financial is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, you will have a chance to win a $25 gift card to PetSmart from our friends at Kloss Financial. Little tip, if you listen close to the program, just about every show, the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question Week come up during the program, so it really benefits you to pay close attention to the show. We'll do that a little bit later on in the program. We'll talk a little bit more about how you can win that. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation around Social Security, let's actually take a look back at last week's program and get the question and answer there as well, Eric.
Absolutely. So as always, thank you everyone for listening, and congratulations to our winner from last week, who was Jody from Fitchburg. And the question was, it was a true or false question. A Roth IRA conversion means you are paying taxes on the converted amount now. And when we say now, we mean in the year of the conversion, to enjoy tax-free withdrawals later. And the correct answer to that was true.
Fantastic. Congratulations to Jody. You too can be like Jody. All you got to do is pay attention to the program, and then we'll tell you how you can win a little bit later on in the show. So as mentioned, we're going to be talking about Social Security benefits, but specifically benefits and how they impact spouses or former spouses. CJ, what do we need to know there?
Yeah, that's correct. Our focus for today will be on current or former spouses of U.S. citizens who are historically or are currently eligible for Social Security benefits. However, before we get too deep into that kind of narrow discussion, I want to begin by outlining the various types of Social Security benefits someone could be eligible to receive throughout their lifetime. We actually did this about a month or two ago where we just reminded everybody, hey, there's actually, when you say Social Security, there's actually here in the United States a lot more to that in terms of types of benefits than I think a lot of people realize. The most common one that we all think of is just retirement benefits. I work, or I'm a U.S. citizen with a Social Security number. I work, I pay Social Security taxes through myself and my employer, and then over time when I get to retirement, I get an income. That is your retirement benefit. However, there are various types of Social Security benefits, and they include one of the five categories. Category number one, retirement benefits, which I just mentioned. Category number two, disability insurance benefits. Category number three, survivor benefits. Category number four, family benefits. And category number five, supplemental security income benefits. Now, according to the Social Security Administration, here are quick definitions of each type of benefit someone could be eligible to receive. So of those five, let's just go through quick definitions. Beginning with Social Security retirement benefit, the most common of them all. This is a monthly check that replaces part of your income when you reduce your hours or stop working altogether. It may not replace all your income, so it's best to identify other ways to pay for your monthly expenses as you age. Everybody, that is a definition from Social Security's website. Benefit item number two, the Social Security Disability Insurance Benefit, also known as SSDI, provides monthly payments to people who have a disability that stops or limits their ability to work. So Social Security disability is for people who have a disability that stops or limits their ability to work. Number three, the Social Security Survivor Benefit provides monthly payments to eligible family members of people who worked and paid Social Security taxes before they died. So, right in the definition there, survivor benefits is for family members of somebody who has died. Category number four, the Social Security Family Benefit provides monthly payments to certain family members of people who are eligible for retirement or disability. Often people confuse the family benefit with the survivor benefit. Survivor is for certain family members of people who have died. Family benefits are for certain family members of somebody who is living and is eligible for retirement or disability. And finally, the last category, Social Security Supplemental Security Income Benefit, also known as SSI for short, provides monthly payments to people with disabilities and older adults who have little or no income or resources. So again, think, you know, super low income, disability, older adults, a little no or to no income or resources. So as you can see, over the lifetime of an average American, there are a multitude of ways that you could be impacted by various types of Social Security benefits, from things like long-term disabilities or the death of a loved one or a divorce or a disabled child, etc., etc. We understand that Social Security can get a bad reputation, and there's can be good reasons for that. Number one, it has funding problems, or how politicians use it, you know, during debates as a political leverage tool. However, at its core, in our opinion, Social Security is a modern financial marvel that positively impacts the lives of tens of millions of Americans and countless more. It keeps countless more out of extreme poverty. So, with all that being said, for the remainder of our show today, we will be primarily focusing on Social Security family benefits and survivor benefits. So, again, I gave you kind of the 50,000-foot view. Now we're going to narrow down in the 5 or 10,000 foot view on family benefits and survivor benefits.
Love the rundown this morning as we talk with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. So, Eric, what should we know when it comes to Social Security survivor benefits, and how can that have an impact on a former spouse?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. And before we kind of dive into that, I want to just highlight one of the definitions CJ just referenced that the Social Security Administration gives us for survivor benefits. Okay, so the Social Security Survivor Benefit provides monthly payments to eligible family members of people who worked and paid Social Security taxes before they died. So who are those eligible family members? So Social Security tells us that this can include spouses, divorced spouses, children, or even a dependent parent. And while we'll be focusing today on spouses and divorced ex-spouses, it's important for our listeners to realize there are a lot of other individuals that could benefit from a Social Security benefit after a loved one dies. So just keep that in mind. We're going to dig in deeper here just on those benefits for spouses and divorced ex-spouses. So survivor benefits, according to Social Security, you may be eligible for survivor benefits if your current or divorced ex-spouse died and you are age 60 or older, or 50 to 59 if you have a disability, and you were married for at least 9 months before your spouse's death, and you didn't remarry before age 60 or age 50 if you have a disability. Now, whenever we talk about Social Security, the content tends to get very, very dense at times, and there are a lot of different moving pieces, so stick with us here. Ex-spouses who were married for at least 10 years, as well as some valid non-marital legal relationships, may also be eligible. And then beyond the two broad categories, you may also be eligible regardless of age and how long you were married. So one common example of this is if you're caring for a child of the person who has passed away. Now, of course, if you are eligible for a Social Security survivor benefit as a current or divorced ex-spouse, or you were part of a valid non-marital legal relationship, the next question becomes, what is the benefit? What's the amount? What are you actually receiving? The answer is it could provide you with a monthly payment based upon the work history of the decedent, along with the potential for Medicare benefits based on their work history. Of course, you have to be 65 for that. Based upon what I've outlined here, if you think you may be eligible for a survivor benefit, you should gather the decedent's Social Security number and do one of two things. Either call the Social Security Administration or schedule a meeting at a local Social Security office. Now, Social Security has actually a pretty robust website these days. They're trying to get their information available to folks directly. But in our experience, when it comes to survivor benefits, there's little information that you can find that relates directly to you by logging into your Social Security web portal. So you really do have to actually directly reach out to the administration. And basically, you're going to provide the Social Security representative with the decedent's Social Security number and then let them know why you think you may be eligible for survivor benefits. And one important note about survivor benefits, if you begin receiving monthly benefits and you are not yet full retirement age, or FRA, as we've talked about, you may have earning limits, right? So they're not going to let you, in some cases, if you're not yet at your full retirement age, which is, you know, either 66 or 67 or somewhere in between, your survivor benefit amount could be reduced by the amount that you earn or are anticipated to earn in a year over the annual limit, which they allow you to earn $23,400 this year. Now, this is a really complicated discussion, and we've simplified it here quite a bit. But for current or divorced ex-spouses of a deceased individual, you should probably talk with someone at the Social Security Administration just to determine eligibility, or at least speak with a financial advisor and get some guidance on all of this.
Great guidance and great information as we talk with our retirement planning professionals, Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We're going to talk about Social Security family benefits. We'll get the details with CJ. We'll also head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner and have the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. All of that coming up in Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Talking Social Security this week. And we started that last segment. We ended up talking about survivor benefits and very, very complicated and some really good guidance there. If you missed any part of that segment, want to listen back to this show or previous shows, don't forget you can always listen and subscribe to the podcast at klossfinancial.com. So, CJ, what about Social Security family benefits, and what do we need to know here? So, and you know, kind of how does that differ then from survivor benefits?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, as Eric kind of ended his section there, the big encouragement here is like, whoa, there's a lot to this. Yeah. You know, if I'm a survivor or an ex-spouse of somebody who has passed away, I may be eligible for benefits. So our biggest encouragement is just kind of keep your ears open to what we're saying. And if you think this might impact you, just talk to the Social Security Administration. Now, even as I say that, I'm chuckling on the inside a little bit. Just talk to the Social Security Administration. Yeah, it's like your neighbor. Go over and chat with them and have a nice... Unfortunately, that's not the way it works with Social Security Administration. They get a lot of inbound calls. There's almost 70 million recipients of Social Security, not to mention 300 million people paying into this thing or something like that. So yes, it could take some time to get a meeting set up, but just talk to them and see if you're eligible. Now, to your point, you know, we kind of move on from survivor benefits and we talk about family benefits, you know, and how do these things differ? So just like Eric did, I'm going to start with the definition. So the Social Security family benefit provides monthly payments to certain family members of people who are eligible for retirement or disability benefits. So again, right away you can tell this definition differs from the survivor benefits Eric's just discussed in that we are not referencing deceased, current, or divorced ex-spouses. In this definition, we are referencing benefits of a living, current, or divorced ex-spouse. While you may be eligible for family benefits if you're the spouse, divorced ex-spouse, or child of someone entitled to retirement or disability benefits, we will be focusing on spouses and divorced ex-spouses. Okay, so we're not focusing on all the definitions of people who might be eligible for family benefits. We're just focusing today on the spouses and divorced ex-spouses. So let's dig a little deeper. You may be eligible for family benefits if you have been married for at least 1 year and are age 62 and older, or caring for a child age 15 and younger, or caring for a child of any age who has a disability. Let me repeat that. You may be eligible for family benefits if you have been married for at least 1 year and are age 62 and older, or caring for a child age 15 and younger, or caring for a child of any age who has a disability. Ex-spouses who were married for at least 10 years, as well as some valid non-marital legal relationships, may also be eligible. Hmm. So notice one important distinction between survivor benefits and family benefits. In the case of survivor benefits, where you were the spouse at the point of their death, you had to be married for at least 9 months before they died and didn't remarry before age 60 to be eligible for those benefits. However, in the case of family benefits, where you are the current spouse, you must have been married for at least 1 year to be eligible for these benefits. I tell everybody this because there's quite a bit of like interesting things floating around there. People go, wait, I thought it was 9 months. Other people go, no, wait, I thought it was 1 year. And then other people, yeah, go, wait, I thought you had to be married for 10 years. And actually, all of those are true just depending upon what type of benefit you're talking about. So I know we're probably freaking you all out because there's so much complexity here. But our hope is that you hear something that says, hey, that could be me, and then you start looking into it. So similar to what Eric referenced earlier, if you are eligible for a family benefit as a current or divorced ex-spouse or were part of a valid non-marital legal relationship, you could be eligible for a monthly payment based upon the work history of the living current spouse or divorced ex-spouse. So if you think you may be eligible for a family benefit, just like Eric mentioned before, you should do one of a few things. Either call the Social Security Administration to confirm your eligibility and ask questions, or schedule a meeting at a local Social Security office, or talk with a financial advisor who can discuss the logistics of your circumstances. And in any of these instances, you should be prepared with some of the following basic information: your Social Security number, your work history, your current and any past marriages, and then name and details about your children.
A lot of great detail there as we talk with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. A lot of really important, great content each and every week here on Money in Motion, including this week with Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you ever miss part of the program, you can always listen back at KlossFinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email. It's got a snapshot of what's happening in the markets. Also linked to the most recent podcast that available to you at KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial. Financial.com. Their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We're going to talk, have a bit of a Rod Tidwell, Jerry Maguire moment in just a moment here on 1310 WIBA. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA. Talking with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. An Oscar-winning moment. I know a lot of folks probably remember from Jerry Maguire. You got Cuba Gooding Jr. as Rod Tidwell going back and forth on the phone. Show me the money, show me the money. Let's talk about showing me the money. Kind of a little serious, though, Eric. How much could I get then when it comes to monthly benefit if I'm eligible for a survivor benefit or family benefit there?
Well, luckily, Sean, we don't get a whole lot of Jerry Maguire moments in our meetings, but they are generally asking us that same question.
Yeah.
How much am I going to get? The Social Security Administration uses a specific formula to calculate the amount of a survivor benefit or a family benefit. And in general, it's a percentage of the current or former spouse's primary insurance amount. So we've talked about this on the show before. Your primary insurance amount is the benefit amount you would receive at your full retirement age. So again, age between 66 and 67. But the calculation is more complex, of course, and it's impacted by several different factors, some of which include, you know, your age, your current spouse's eligibility for benefits, your work history, the year that your late spouse passed away, whether or not you remarried, and at what age you do decide to remarry, the number of eligible family members that you have, the year you actually become eligible, and finally, the age that you begin drawing your benefit. Okay, so I want to just kind of pause here for a second. Unfortunately, CJ and I have a lot of experience helping clients through the process following the loss of a loved one. And beyond all of the normal things you'd expect, you know, grief and loss, we're trying to help them figure out how to navigate the financial implications of this. And I will say, from my experience, especially in the case of young families, but also, you know, in most cases, the Social Security survivor benefit tends to be one of the, I would say, most surprising to clients and in many ways impactful. I mean, we're potentially talking about thousands of dollars a month here for a family that may have just lost, you know, one of their income earners. So we really, really want to encourage people, don't ignore this. Really, really take the steps to investigate any benefits you might be eligible for, get in touch with the Social Security Administration, and figure out if there are benefits that you are eligible for, not only from a deceased spouse, but just a living former spouse as well.
Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. While you're at the website, of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial. You can learn more also if you are a business owner and the different options and different divisions at Kloss Financial, as well as stuff for you as an individual, all available at klossfinancial.com. Also, while you're there, you can submit a question to be answered right here on the program in our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this week, Sue writes in. She says, I was married for 28 years, lost the love of my life and the father of my three children to cancer at age 52. I'm now 58 years old with all my children out of the house and have been fortunate enough to meet another great man who I'd like to marry. However, before we get married, I want to know if there's anything I should consider relative to potential Social Security benefits. That question from Sue. CJ.
Yeah, well, first things first, thanks, Sue, for writing in this question, because this one would be hard for me to answer on the fly. I was thankful to have a little bit of time to kind of look into this one. However, let me begin by saying I'm really sorry. It sounds like it's been a while since your late husband's passing, but I can't imagine the heartache of losing a spouse to cancer after bearing and raising children together. What a mess. I'm sorry. But your question is timely, since we just discussed Social Security survivor benefits during our show today. So some listeners may already know the answer to your question, Sue, based upon what we just discussed. So the answer is yes, you may want to slow down and speak with someone at the Social Security Administration and or your financial advisor before getting remarried. Depending upon the specifics of your circumstances, if you remarry prior to reaching your age 60, you could lose access to Social Security survivor benefits, also known as widow's benefits, by the way, off your deceased spouse's record. Now, truthfully, this may or may not be very impactful to you, depending upon your current and future projected circumstances with the man that you mentioned you might want to marry. But it is worth slowing down to ask some questions before you tie the knot, especially given that I think you said you were 58 years old, and really marriages after 60 don't impact these previous benefits. So yes, I guess what I'm trying to say to you, Sue, is great question. We would actually suggest pause, slow down before you get remarried here, talk to Social Security Administration, and just understand the implications. It wouldn't surprise us if at the end of this little research project that you come to find out that it's not a huge impact and you're going to get remarried anyways. But you would hate to, there's no redos here, right? You would hate to get married and then recognize that you lost a significant benefit that could have helped you and really the man you intend to marry.
Great question, Sue. And don't forget, you can submit your question. If you can be like Sue, if you got one, you can always submit it at ClausFinancial.com. You can call in during the program, or even better, if you call Claus Financial's office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That first appointment at Claus Financial, it will be complimentary to you. You can get that, start that conversation again. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call, 608-442-5637. Speaking of that telephone number in the Madison office, time now for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to PetSmart. Claus Quiz Question of the Week, it works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes to the end of the program to call the Claus Financial Office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, win this week's prize. Again, the $25 gift card to PetSmart. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? You may be eligible for a Social Security survivor benefit as a spouse if you were married for at least 9 months months before their death. True or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer win the $25 gift card to PetSmart. And don't forget, that's Claus Financial's office right here in Madison. That number 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, it's always great chatting with both of you. You guys enjoy this great day, and we'll do it all again real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
See you guys. And Dr. Marty Greer, she comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.